Connecticut Secretary of the State Denise Merrill wants to make some information in the state's electronic voter database harder for the public to access. She says it will make the database more secure and protect voters from potential crimes. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
The state's required to give most of their data on the voter database to anyone who asks for it, data like birthdays and addresses. Normally, that goes to something like a political campaign to help them reach likely voters. But Merrill says she got worried after the White House's controversial voter fraud commission called Asking for Voter Info.
I just got so many thousands of emails and phone calls from the public saying, you know, please do not release my personal data.
Merrill wants to make full birth dates private to protect against identity theft. And she wants to give domestic violence survivors the power to make their addresses private, too.
Our voter file is really to allow election officials to decide and determine who is eligible to vote in their jurisdiction. And people shouldn't have to be worried that their address or information will be revealed if it's a question of safety.
Connecticut, along with 14 other states, never gave voter information to the White House Voter Fraud Commission. President Trump disbanded the commission in January. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.